going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, now on joining us right here on WWL Saints Radio, the Saints' newest draft pick, Vernon Broughton from Texas. Thanks so much for joining us, Broughton. How you doing? And congratulations on getting selected by the Black and Gold.
Thank you. And bro, I'm doing amazing, bro. I'm just blessed to have this opportunity, dog. And yeah, it's just crazy right now. So yeah.
Joining us here on this coverage of your draft, Bobby Hebert, first quarterback to lead the Saints to the playoffs. Also, Deuce McAllister, Saints legendary running back, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and our NFL analyst, Mike Dettelier. Cajun Cannon, you're up first with Vernon.
Go to someone else because I just went to the restroom.
All right, sorry. Deuce McAllister, you're up first.
don't sugarcoat it, Bobby. Just tell the truth.
Vernon, first of all, congratulations. And, you know, I just want to see, you know, just I know you said you're excited. You're looking forward to coming to be able to help this team. But just looking at a couple clips, you've played, you know, the three technique. You played a little bit inside eye as far as even the one technique, the shade. You know, where are you the most comfortable at as far as on the defensive line?
I think most comfortable probably the three tech and four. But you can put me anywhere. I can do that. So it don't matter.
So Vernon, are you what have the coaches told you? Okay, right now, and you're probably aware of this, the Saints are one before last stopping the run last year. We gave up right on the 5 yards a carry. Well, you know, until you can stop the run, the teams are going to continue to run. I don't care if it's high school, college, or the NFL. So I can tell you the Houdan Nation will embrace you if you can just be a beast in the middle and just occupy blockers, and obviously, you know, you make a play now and then. But first things first, we'll love you if you could just help us stop the run.
Yes, sir. No, I got you. Yeah, that's what y'all paid me to do, so I got to do it. Yes, sir. I got you.
So, Vernon, this is Mike Haas. I'm the do the play-by-play with the Saints with Deuce McAllister. And so I want to make sure I'm correct before I ask the question. You are – Camille is your wife?
Yeah, Camille is my beautiful wife.
You know, awesome. Sounds phenomenal. Tyler Shuck, who the Saints picked already tonight, he's 25. He's also married. You're 23. You'll be 24 in July. I'm just curious, as from a maturity level, do you feel like, you know, married and you stayed because of the COVID year and that you're a more mature person at your age and because of that?
Mm-hmm. No, and most definitely. But I say all glory to God. Without him, I wouldn't be in this position. So, yeah, he's really what happened to me and just to where I'm at today. That's, yeah, I give it all to him. So, yeah.
Now, Vernon, what would you say, because I've read about you, that you could be that versatile defender and tons mm-hmm. of athleticism and raw physical traits that give you a ton of upside. So it seems like you just nipping at the bud on your future potential in that, you know, you might say, well, he was pretty damn good college player. But my understanding, what I've been reading about you, is that he's continuously progressing and can be a better pro than he was even at the college level.
Yeah, honestly, bro, I just feel like I'm scratching the surface and just really first full-year playing and also starting. It's just, I feel like I got my ceiling is very high, and I'm just really scratching the surface, just me as a player, but also me building as a player and learning more game of football while I'm in the league. So yeah.
Vernon, Mike Dettillier, first of all, congratulations. And Bo Davis told a friend of mine that, man, he said, Vernon is a very talented defensive lineman, but what I love about him is he gives effort and big-time effort on every play. And that really impresses me because sometimes with a bigger man, he might take a little bit of a stretch off. But, man, Bo Davis really talked well about you, and certainly that's a connection here now that you're in New Orleans Saints and he's your defensive line coach here.
I'm so happy that me and Coach Bo reconnected, bro. That's my dog, but that's just somebody, like, I really look to, bro, because he has helped me get, like, so far just in the game of football, but also helped me become a man. So it's just I can't wait to get to back to work with Coach Bo. So, yeah.
Vernon, welcome to the Who Dat Nation, man. And as part of our tradition here of joining the Black and Gold, just want to get a big Who Dat for the fans out there. What you got to say, man?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
Whoa, baby! Oh.
Thanks so much for the
that
time,
was a lot
Vernon.
Of passion there. We like that, Vernon.
Yes, sir.
I was like coming out the gates. He was explosive.
Yes, sir.
And enjoy the rest of your night, man. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
All right, Vernon. No, knock you. A thank snot you, bubble. Yeah. All right.
All right.
That welcome to the Big Easy moment brought to you by Bud Light. Drink and enjoy Bud Light. We're going to take a break here.
We should have led with that. Coverage. We should have led with the Who Dat.
That was his best part of the interview.
He woke. That got him up. He was in.
He woke up.
We should have led with Who Dat.
He's pumped up to be in the Black and Gold.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast: The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.